Exodus chapter 28. Have Aaron your brother join you, and his sons with him, coming from the sons of Israel, for him to serve as a priest to me. Aaron with Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you will make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for splendour. And you will speak to all the skilled men, whom I have filled with a spirit of wisdom, and they will make Aaron's garments, to sanctify him, for him to serve as a priest to me. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a checkered tunic, a turban, and a girdle. So they will make holy garments for Aaron your brother and for his sons, for him to serve as a priest to me. And they will take the gold and the blue and purple and scarlet thread and the fine linen, and they will make the ephod from the gold and blue and purple and scarlet thread and the fine twined linen, the work of a Damask weaver. It will have two shoulder pieces joined to its two ends, so it will be joined up. And the embroidered belt of his ephod, which goes over it, will be of similar workmanship to it, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet thread, and fine twined linen. And you will take two onyx gemstones, and you will engrave the names of the sons of Israel on them, six of their names on one gemstone, and the six remaining names on the second gemstone, according to their lineage. You will engrave the two gemstones with the work of a gemstone engraver, with the engravings of a signet, with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall enclose them in golden bezels, and you shall put the two gemstones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial gemstones to the sons of Israel. And Aaron will wear their names in the presence of the Lord on his two shoulder pieces as a memorial. And you shall make bezels of gold, and two chains of pure gold. You shall make them as edgings, as wreathed work, and you will put the wreathed chains on the bezels. And you will make a breastplate of judgment, the work of a Damask weaver. You shall make it like the work of the ephod. You shall make it of gold and blue and purple and scarlet thread, and fine twined linen. It shall be square and doubled. Its length will be a span, and its breadth will be a span. And in it you will set the gemstones to be inserted as four rows of gemstones. There will be a row of ruby, topaz, and emerald. That is the first row. And the second row will consist of chrysoprase, sapphire, and diamond. And the third row will consist of ligure, agate, and amethyst. And the fourth row will consist of chrysolite, onyx, and jasper. They will be set in gold when they are set. And the gemstones will be with the names of the sons of Israel, 12 of them with their names, the engravings being as a signet. Each one will be with its name for the 12 tribes. You will make edging chains on the breastplate, wreathed work of pure gold. And you will make two golden rings on the breastplate, and you will put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you will put the two golden wreaths on the two rings at the ends of the breastplate. And you will put the two ends, the two wreaths, in the two bezels, and you will put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod on the front of it. And you will make two golden rings and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, on its hem, which is on the side of the ephod facing inwards. And you will make two golden rings and put them on the two shoulder pieces of the ephod underneath, at the front of it, opposite its join, above the embroidered belt of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by its rings to the rings of the ephod, with a thread of blue yarn, to be above the embroidered belt of the ephod, so the breastplate does not become displaced from the ephod. And Aaron will wear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place, as a memorial before the Lord continually. and you will put the Urim and the Thummim on the breastplate of judgment, and they will be over Aaron's heart when he comes before the Lord. And Aaron will bear the judgment of the sons of Israel on his heart before the Lord continually. And you will make the robe of the ephod entirely from blue material, and there will be an opening for his head in the middle of it. There will be a hem to its opening around it, the workmanship of a weaver. It will be like the opening of a coat of mail, so that it does not tear. And you will make on its edges pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet thread, on its edges all around, and golden bells inside them all around. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, on the edges of the robe all around. And it will be on Aaron for him to minister in, and his voice will be heard when he comes into the holy place before the Lord. And when he goes out, he will not die. And you will make a shining plate of pure gold, and you will engrave on it an engraving as for a signet, Holiness to the Lord. And you will display it with a blue thread, so that it is on the turban, and it will be on the front of the turban. And it will be on Aaron's forehead. And Aaron will carry away the iniquity of the holy things which the sons of Israel will sanctify with all their holy gifts. And it will always be on his forehead, so that they may be pleasing before the Lord. And you will weave the fine linen tunic, and you will make a fine linen turban, and you will make a girdle, the workmanship of an embroiderer. And you will make tunics for Aaron's sons, and you will make them girdles, and you will make them high headgear for glory and splendour. And you will put them on Aaron your brother and his sons with him, and you will anoint them and consecrate them, and you will sanctify them so that they may serve as priests to me. And make them fine linen trousers to cover naked flesh. They will be from the loins to the thighs, and they will be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tent of contact, or when they approach the altar to serve in the holy place, so that they do not bear iniquity and die. It will be an age-abiding statute for him and his seed after him.